Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world.
Hi, I'm Ernie Strange with Managing Safety. Our guest today is Marco Grillo with the FAST Team. Marco, welcome.
Thank you. How are you, Ernie?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for taking the time. You know, in the last few weeks, Marco, we've had this buzzword milling about, and it gets getting more and more attention, is safety stand down. Correct. Can you tell me what is a safety stand down, and what are we trying to accomplish here?
Well, first of all, I'd like to start off with giving a general interpretation of what a safety stand down is all about. Most people that have been in the military know that a stand down usually occurs if there's been a problem with a particular type of aircraft. For example, back in the late 60s, the F-105 was having problems with the pilots training in Wichita, Kansas. And what happened was there was a safety stand down because there were something like eight aircraft that had crashed, and five pilots were lost in the accidents. So the stand down took place because they had to find out what was causing this particular accident. The stand down only lasted a couple of days because we were in Vietnam at the time. And typically a stand down is an educational process to see if we can eliminate the cause of the accidents. In our case, we are not having, quote, a stand down. We're not stopping flying. Basically, we're just bringing the attention of the stand down to general aviation. And that's basically who it's pointed at or aimed at. We are going to introduce the safety stand down during Sun and Fun. The week of Sun and Fun, we'll have several presentations during the week, and the actual date of the stand down is April 17th.
April 17th, 2010 is the official safety stand down 2010.
Correct.
And that will happen here at Sun and Fun. Now, there's going to be an air show that day. We do know that.
Guaranteed.
So as you mentioned, we're not going to stop flying, but it's an educational opportunity for folks in aviation.
Correct.
We're not just talking about pilots, though, right?
No, we're not. We're talking about general aviation in general. We're talking about pilots. We're talking about mechanics. Anybody involved in the industry. For example, there will be the way the stand-down is taking place is we, the FAA's FAST team, the safety team, is putting together five modules. And these modules are going to be approximately 40 minutes duration. And each module has a specific topic. For example, why we're here today being the first topic. And being what we call a data-driven organization, we take statistics from accidents and incidents that occur in general aviation and derive statistics and derive a program to develop to avoid or to prevent accidents and incidents from occurring. Example, the first module would be why we're here, and we'll introduce different statistics. And then there are four subsequent modules. One would be loss of control and there are three primary causes of the loss of control upon landing, approaches and landings. The second module has to do with surface deviations, runway safety. The third one has to do with flying Part 91, the mishaps we have in Part 91, flying by the numbers. And the last one has to do with maintenance, maintenance that pilots are allowed to do and warming up for the summer. We're actually launching the aviation year.
Now, Marco, what we've noticed over the years, folks that show up to Sun and Fun are a very avid crowd, and we hope there's a lot. There's sometimes been as many as 100,000 people at some of the events here at Sun and Fun. And so as that occurs, that's going to be a pretty big rollout. Who thought up this idea?
Well, as I say, we're a data-driven organization, and somebody upstairs, the upper management, has chosen a particular topic, the topic being stand-down, safety stand-down.
Right.
And what we had to do was accumulate all the data related to these accidents in these different areas that I mentioned with the different modules. And after we've accrued this information, what we're doing is disseminating it at the stand down, and not just here at Sun and Fun, but throughout the country. There'll be several hundred people, you know, presenting different at different airports throughout the country.
Right. Now, as I understand it, in, when you're talking about data and data-driven society, and is general aviation getting safer or the opposite?
I think it's the same. I don't think it's any more dangerous. I think it is safer, and primarily because of the fact that we do come across with the information that, that really brings to the attention, to the public's attention and to the pilot's attention, why these problems are occurring.
So the goal is we're not any less safe that's creating the need for the stand down. This is a goal to make it safer.
Correct.
It would be a true statement, right?
Exactly. And that's why I say it is an educational presentation more than anything.
And these topics were chosen just not at random, I wouldn't think.
No. What happens was, as I say, we being data-driven, what we did was go to the accident and incident sites of NTSB and the FAA and put together the information. And the what we're actually discussing is a loss of control. The some of the most prominent accidents are accidents that occur during landing, approaches and landings.
So most of the accidents result as loss of control, and then would it be safe for me to assume that since runway safety is going to be the other topic, we got a lot of problems which maybe they don't actually create an accident or incident, they create a situation where an accident or incident can occur.
You're right, exactly.
So how does airworthiness fit into all that, Marco?
Basically, the accidents occur because of airworthiness items. For example, many times pilots do their own maintenance, and there's certain types of maintenance pilots can do. And in this module, they'll bring out the three most common errors that occur, or three most causative factors causing accidents or incidents. And again, that's with the pilot. Accidents occur because of maintenance snafus that occur by maintenance personnel. So again, we're trying to cover each causative element.
Right. Now, some folks in our listening audience may not be aware of this, but there's a large amount of maintenance that a pilot or aircraft owner can actually do on their own airplane legally.
Correct.
And safely.
Also correct.
With education.
Yes.
So it would be a safe assumption on my part to assume that as we're going into this thing is how owner operators, what it is they can do, how to do it safely. Is one goal. Are we gearing this towards actual mechanics as well?
Yes, it's a presentation that's not like when you first mentioned, it's not just to pilots, it's to everybody involved in general aviation, whether it's mechanics or avionics people. Be aware that there are many causes of accidents, and it's usually not one item that causes an accident, but a combination of several things. So it's actually geared to hit most of the aspects that could be causative factors in the accidents. And again, bringing it to the attention of the pilots as well as the public.
I remember when I was a young man, I didn't feel comfortable changing my own oil on my car. And as I've grown a little older, it's become more inconvenient and difficult to do. But it's as silly as it sounds, a lot of people, there's a lot of enjoyment and self-fulfillment in working on your own plane. But it would be absolutely the worst if you worked on your own plane and you didn't do it well and then somebody got hurt as a result. So that's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back for the second half of our segment, we're going to talk to Marco a little more about the safety stand down and talk to Marco about himself and how he became involved in this project. Welcome back to Managing Safety. Ernie Strange, and we're with our guest today, Marco Grillo. And Marco, I just want to see if I can flesh this out a little bit more for our guests or our out there. If you don't go to Sun and Fun this year, you lose on safety stand down 2010. So everybody has to make sure they get here on that day, right?
I wish that was the case. We'd have to do it one time then. But no, what happens once the Sun and Fun is over, the productions that were the modules I mentioned earlier that we're putting together will be posted on our website, the FAASafety.gov, also on our FAST Team website. And some of these programs are available for credit toward the WINGS program. So it's going to be something that's broadcast. It's not a one-time situation. It's going to be broadcast throughout the year.
So WINGS haven't gone away?
Not at all. No, sir.
Okay.
It's still a going enterprise.
I know there was a lot of questions about that last year and the year before a little bit, but really it hasn't gone away. It's changed and altered somewhat, and it's done in a way that people can participate without physically being there.
Correct. Yes, we still broadcast over the on satellite TV. We broadcast on the airwaves, on the radio, as well as on computer-based programs, with computer-based programs.
So how long do folks have to participate in Safety Stand Down 2010?
It's going on. It's an ongoing thing. As a matter of fact, we're already, I have been appointed the national lead for fiscal year 2010, and again, I'll be doing it again in 2011. So it's not a one-time deal, as I say. This is the first Safety Stand Down we've had, but it's going to go on in perpetuity.
So an annual recommitment to safety.
You bet.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, safety will always be there for us.
Now, so folks that aren't able to do this, go to FAASafety.gov. They have to have a username and a password and become a member, if you will,
yes,
of the safety team.
Correct.
And then participate by acquiring knowledge and education. And these are the education items for this particular year.
Correct.
This whole thing will be video streamed as well during the Sun and Fun, and folks might not be aware of that, but that comes off on FAA Production Studio as well as FAA Safety.
Correct.
Gov,
that's
right?
That's another avenue that people can take this. Yeah. Yes.
Right. But if they're on FAASafety.gov, then and only then they can get the record of their training that they can use for the WINGS program, right?
Correct. Then they can print out the certificates that are required for the WINGS program, yes.
So if you're not watching it on FAASafety.gov or physically in the presence of a FAST team member who can validate your attendance at that safety meeting, then you're out of luck, right?
Correct.
All right.
Exactly.
So get to know who your FAST team member, representative, or FAST team... What do you call yourself? You're a member, right?
We're FAST Team Program Managers.
FAST Team Program Manager, okay. FAST Team Member, or FAST Team Representative. Any of those three individuals can help you out where you're trying. If you're trying to get involved in a Safety Stand Down 2010 or participate in the WINGS program. Now, Marco, you mentioned you're the national team leader.
Correct.
For this. How did you do that?
Well,
did you ever run for election?
Not at all. I showed up for work one day, and my supervisor said, "Would you be interested in helping?" The name of another program manager who wasn't able to work by himself, and I said, "I'd be glad to jump on board." Well, head, feet, everything else went in. I jumped on board, and here we are. That was appointed the national program lead, along with Fred Kaiser, who's one of our speakers for the program.
Yes, and we're hoping to get a word with Fred at some point down in the near future. But, you know, oddly enough, you said you jumped in with both feet. That takes a different kind of person that says, I want to become involved in aviation safety, even though I really don't have to with both hands and feet. Mm-hmm. Some people just dip a toe in the water. And I want to just ask you, Marco, what makes a person like yourself go head, hands and feet into this whole thing? Why the commitment to aviation safety on your part?
Well, all of my adult life I've been a pilot. I've been involved with aviation from being a flight instructor for over 40 years now to managing several different aspects of aviation, 141 flight schools, fixed base operations, both of which were located on the West Coast in California. I was a DPE, as you are, with the FAA for about 13 years on the coast, and I joined the FAA itself in 2006, and for years as a DP as well as a active flight instructor, I was doing pro bono work with the FAA, the old safety team. We were called, in those days, we were called safety counselors.
Yeah.
So it goes back to the probably mid-1970s.
Well, I'm seeing a recurring theme among all of our guests is that safety's kind of, if it gets in your blood in the beginning, it stays with you and becomes more and more ingrained in who you are and how you were involved in this. Would you say that's a true statement?
I would say that's as true as it gets, Ernie. And I'm one of those people that says you're safer in an airplane than you are driving a car on the freeways in the United States. And it's just amazing how safe it is to fly.
So would you say then, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but the young folks that show up at Sun and Fun, we're talking about the folks who are 15, 16, 20 in the initial phases of their flying career, if they get involved and stay involved, eventually they'll be like us.
I guarantee you they will be. It's not a bloodborne pathogen, but once it gets in your blood, it never goes away.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. Now, I'm interested because I never knew all this about you before, Marco, and you did this primarily on the West Coast. Now you've come out here on the East Coast, and you're working at the NRC.
Correct. I'm based here at Lakeland.
What's an NRC?
It's the National Resource Center, and actually the FAA production studios are located at this facility. And most of the productions that you see that the FAA puts out, the DVDs, the old videos, the posters, any of the safety programs, any of the materials, including the trifolds, propaganda that we put out, usually emanates from this office.
Let's change propaganda to information.
All right, information.
So, Marco, this seems like a pretty big job to do all by yourself. Can you use some help?
We can use all the help going. And actually, the FAST team is the most amazing group of people. There's such talent involved with putting something like this together. It's not one individual. It really is a team effort.
So I'm thinking about coming to Sun and Fun and participating. I like the idea of getting the information, and I want to do more. And you say you can use some help. Is there a way somebody can go about helping you in this area?
You bet. Actually, each FISDO, each Flight Standard District Office, hosts at least one FAST team member. And these FAST team members do recruit people like yourself as representatives, and then we have lead representatives. And what happens is we basically turn over the safety programs, the presentations to people like that, the leads and the reps and the lead reps, and basically those are the people that go out and spread the word.
So if somebody has a pencil or a paper out there right now and they want to get involved, how do they find who that FAST team guy is or gal is in their FISDO area?
Okay, the easiest thing would be to look into the phone book or call information and get the local FAA number for the Flight Standards District Office, and it's basically the FSDOs that do host the FAST team members. Any other FAA facility would not have a FAST team member based there.
And you don't have to live in the town where the FISDO is,
not
right?
At all, no, sir.
As a matter of fact, you need them everywhere.
Throughout the country.
Okay. So that's a wonderful thing. I want to thank you, Marco. It was a wonderful time visiting with you today. I wish there was a little more time we could learn a little more about where we're going in 2011, but I hope we'll have you again after a successful 2010 safety stand down. I'm Ernie Strange with Managing Safety. Thanks for joining us today.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.